Welcome to the Blue Stocking Circle podcast, Lady Nerds on Popular Culture. We're your hosts, Bea,
Russell,
Ashley,
and we're the Blue Stockings. This is episode zero of the podcast, Origin Stories, in which we will introduce ourselves and explain what you can expect from future episodes. But before we get to that, let's answer the obvious question, what is a Blue Stocking? The definition in your standard dictionary states a Blue Stocking is an intellectual or literary woman. But Grissel, as a resident Blue Stocking expert, tell us, who were the original Blue Stockings, really?
The Blue Stockings were like the OG nerd girls. They broke the mold of ideal 18th century femininity. They gathered, they were intellectual, they had ideas, spoke of current events, philosophy, literature, science. And according to that great source of knowledge, Wikipedia, and I quote, the Blue Stocking Society was a literary society led by Elizabeth Montagu, who was herself a lady, and other women of her ilk. They all gathered in the 1750s in England to have what were essentially salons and social circles. These weren't feminists in the modern sense of the term, but they were definitely precursors to what would become the early feminist movement, the suffragettes, etc., particularly in their celebration of intellectual conversation between the sexes. However, as with any movement where women are celebrated for their intelligence and their participation in the public sphere, the term took on a negative connotation eventually and became more of an insult than a compliment. To call a young woman a blue stocking essentially meant that she was either a spinster in the making or a crazy cat lady like myself, too smart for her own good and unfeminine in the popular culture of the time.
Indeed, the historian Amanda Vickery wrote an article for The Guardian in 2008 about the original blue stockings in which she stated, quote, it takes a confident smarty pants to call herself a blue stocking nowadays.
Happily, we are all here confident smarty pants. And now we're going to go around and tell you a little bit about ourselves so you can get to know us smarty pants a little better. I'll start. My name is Ashley. I have been a fantasy and science fiction devotee since very, very early on in my life. I distinctly remember wanting to check out Andrew Lang's Blue Fairy book all by myself because I wanted to read it just for me and got very angry when my mom had to do it with her actual library card. I'm a Ravenclaw, firmly on Team Angel, and still suffer anger pangs over the whole cancellation of Firefly thing. As one might expect from me saying that I really was into Firefly, you can probably expect most of my selections to be spacey, space opera, science fiction related.
I'm Bea, a researcher and also a proud Ravenclaw. I was parasocially raised by fairy tale princesses Merlin and Superman, who led me to a lifelong love of fantasy and science fiction. My favorite stories have always been about never-ending battles for truth and justice, the ones that show us death cannot stop true love, and that there's some good left in this world, and it's worth fighting for. I love fight scenes as much as I love musical numbers, but mostly I love to laugh. I prefer works about good people and good places, especially if they're accompanied by bright and beautiful visuals. So you can expect my selections to be mostly comical, whimsical, optimistic, and extremely unrealistic.
I'm Grissel, and I'm the outlier of this group because I'm not a Ravenclaw. I am a proud Gryffindor, which explains how I got dragged into this in the first place. I am also a writer, and I read across all genres and form, but I generally fall back on fantasy and have been known to binge on romance when I need a mental break. I've got a background in literature, so basically I read all the stuff.
So that's about us, and now let's talk about the podcast. The Blue Stocking Circle podcast focuses on a different work every month, with new episodes released on the 1st and the 15th. The episodes released on the 1st are full episodes, and the episodes released on the 15th are follow-up minisodes.
We take turns hosting the episodes, selecting something we love to share with the rest of the circle and with you. The works we choose are a mix of books, movies, television series, and the occasional special topic. Our full episodes begin with a brief history of the selected work, then move into a roundtable discussion with several recurring segments. Origin Stories, Ship Wars, Feminist Rant, Catharsis Corner, and Reading Recs.
In Origin Stories, we share how we came to find the work.
In Ship Wars, we discuss the romantic elements of it.
In Feminist Rant, we air grievances with regards to anything that raises our feminist red flag.
In Catharsis Corner, we vent our rage against the issues we have with the work.
Lastly, in Reading Recs, we recommend books that are good companion pieces to the work discussed, like proper Blue Stockings.
The follow-up minisodes are our opportunity to talk about the selected work with you. In our minisodes, we discuss the feedback we receive. The minisodes also contain two regular segments, Favorites and First Impressions.
In Favorites, that month's host pops a pop culture question and we share our answers.
In First Impressions, we ask our newbie, who has never read or seen that particular work, to tell us what they know about it via cultural osmosis.
Before we close this episode, we have a confession to make. This is not our original Origin Stories episode, I suppose you could call this our reboots. When we started this podcast a year ago, we did not know what we were doing, so we've been experimenting and figuring it all out as we go along.
The first time we recorded this episode, we didn't set up our equipment correctly, so the quality of that original episode was not so good.
As a result, for our first anniversary, we decided to re-record this episode in order to give new listeners a good first impression.
And with that, we'll leave you with our first impression segment, unedited, from the original origin stories.
All right, I've already checked out the book from my local library, but I've looked at the front cover only, not the back cover. Based on the front cover, I know it's about vampires, werewolves, and parasols. I know the title is Soulless, so I'm assuming someone's missing a soul. And knowing the type of books you two read, I'm going to assume that's literal and not just metaphorical. I'm assuming the young woman with the parasol on the cover is a vampire, given the description. I'm going to assume she's the one missing the soul. And because Ashley mentioned she learned the term blue stocking from that book, I'm going to assume this young lady is the soulless vampire who is also a blue stocking. Also, you guys got very excited talking about sound effects for the next episode when the topic of clocks and broken glass came up. So I know there's some clocks and glass mixed up in all this. I don't know how. Why not time travel?
I think that's a very thorough guess.
These are all very astute observations. So grab your best parasol, fix yourself a pot of tea, and don't forget the stones when you join us next time.
Thanks to the magic known as the passage of time, you can listen to the Soulless episode right now, or you can skip to any other. There's no order, although we recommend listening to a full episode before listening to the mini-sode that follows it.
Thanks for listening, and we hope that you'll join us for future episodes. And also listen to the ones we recorded in the past. And in general, join us throughout the timeline.
For more information on our podcast and us, visit thebluestockingcircle.com. Find us on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Pinterest, and pretty much everywhere at Blue Sox Circle. That's Blue SOX Circle. Email us at thebluestockingcircle@gmail.com and join the conversation. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify, so please rate, review, and subscribe to help us grow.
Cheers!